Chapter 12, Threshold. Letting go and moving on. The truth is, unless you let go, unless you forgive yourself, unless you forgive the situation, unless you realize that the situation is over, you cannot move forward. Steve Mirabili Hassan reached home and stood in front of the main door, but he couldn't enter. His legs were numb. Raindrops started pouring from clouds. Few drops fell on his face too. He closed his eyes and raised his face to the sky. Every drop added more to his pain. He stood there, in front of the door, thinking, "This door is the beginning and the end of my pain. But I have to deal with the pain first." John was behind the door. He didn't know that Hassan was about to crush his dreams. The day he had waited for so long, would be the beginning of the end of their relationship. Everyone was happy and excited, but they had no idea what was about to happen. One side of the door was full of happiness and joy, and the other side was full of pain. All John was thinking was, "This is the moment I've waited for so long." Hassan put his hand on the door and he could feel the joy from the other side. The world was spinning around the door. Joy and pain, two different worlds, collided and crashed on that door. It was now pouring with heavy winds. The temperature had suddenly turned cold, like a storm of rage and pain. The storm outside was similar to the one brewing inside Hassan's heart, cold and windy. He turned and put both his hands on the door and closed his eyes. He felt the adrenaline rush, the rage, and the sorrow. Finally, he took a deep breath and opened his eyes. Now, the only thing left to do was to open that door. He took his key out, opened the door, and walked inside. He saw John wearing a dark tuxedo holding a red rose. He stopped right there, and John walked to him. John gave Hassan the rose and took his bag, and put it on the table. There was music playing in the background. John took Hassan's hand and began dancing. Hassan looked at John's face like he was memorizing it. They swayed and turned round and round. Hassan held John tight to warm his heart, enlighten it before he could crush John into pieces. Hassan wished the song could last forever, but not all wishes came true as the song eventually came to an end. Hassan took a deep breath. John got down on one knee and asked the question that Hassan had been dreading, "Will you marry me?" In a moment, thousands of thoughts crowded in Hassan's mind, but there was only one answer for John's question, "No." Everyone was shocked. The answer shattered John's heart into millions of pieces. He stood up and asked Hassan in a weak, sad voice, "No, is that a joke?" Hassan replied, "No, I won't marry you." This time, each of those million pieces were crushed into further million other pieces. John was standing confused, unable to understand what was going on. His tears began to fall, but in silence. Then he said, "I knew you would freak out, but do I dare to ask, why?" Hassan was crying too, "Did you sleep with other people?" "What?" John asked. "Did you or did you not sleep with other people?" Hassan raised his voice. "Yes, I am not proud of what I did. But it all happened because of the pictures I received," John confessed.
"What pictures?"
Hassan asked.
"I cannot tell you," John said.
Hassan stepped back, "Is it even real?"
"He is right. I saw the pictures."
"Don't blame him," Andrew backed John. Hassan looked at everyone and said, "You all need to leave us alone."
"No, I want them to stay," John interrupted. "I asked them to be here for your sake, but why not stay and watch me crush him?"
"Anyway, where are the pictures?" Hassan asked again. John nodded in disagreement. Hassan couldn't control it and yelled, "Where are the damn pictures?" John switched on his phone and gave it to Hassan. Hassan couldn't believe his eyes, and tears started falling from his eyes. He put his hand on his mouth and cried aloud. Hassan raised his head and said, "Why didn't you tell me?"
"I thought you were cheating on me," John answered.
"Really? Are you that dumb?"
Someone took advantage of me while I was under medication, and you wanted to hurt me back by sleeping around, Hassan asked.
I don't know what to say, John was clueless.
I am sorry, John continued.
Me too, Hassan said.
You promised me, John lost his temper and yelled.
I promised, John, the person I loved.
I don't even recognize you anymore, Hassan responded.
But I love you, this time, there was a softness in John's voice.
I love you enough to let you go, and you should too, Hassan replied.
We can fix us, John held Hassan's hands.
So, you want to fix us?
Hassan walked to the table and opened his bag, took two envelopes out, handed them to John, and said, "Tell me, how you can fix this."
John took the envelopes and opened one after the other, and read it carefully. He broke down and fell to his knees, "No, no, no."
Hassan looked at him and said, "Congratulations, your plan worked.
You hurt me and destroyed us."
Hassan looked at everyone and said, "The show is over."
Hassan sat on the floor with his back to the wall and shut his eyes.
Everyone ran to read what was in the envelopes.
They saw the reports of both of them being HIV positive.
Pete moved to Hassan and hugged him.
Hassan looked at everyone and said, "You don't need to pick a side.
He was a victim, so am I."
Hassan stood up and took his album from his bag, and went into the kitchen to burn it on the stove.
He watched it burn.
He wished he could burn everything to ash so he could forget this pain.
John looked at Hassan burning the album and felt an immeasurable pain.
He walked out of the house and drove to his mom's.
Hassan entered the living room and started breaking things like crazy.
Kara tried to stop him, but Andrew stopped her from interrupting, "Leave him be.
He is angry because he lost his love."
Everyone was watching him crying.
After a while, he stopped and looked around. He saw John with him in every corner of the house.
He fell on his knees, and Andrew ran to him and hugged him.
The storm outside hadn't stopped, but the one inside Hassan's heart had come to a standstill as he lost consciousness in Andrew's arms.
Everyone rushed towards Hassan with tears in their eyes.
Andrew quickly took him to his room.
Hassan opened his eyes and found himself surrounded by all his loved ones except John.
"Are you feeling better?"
Kara asked.
"How can I feel better?"
Hassan responded.
"No one saw that coming," Kyle said.
They all showed concern, and Andrew asked Hassan to start taking his meds.
"Are you angry because John gave you HIV?"
Andrew asked.
"No, I am angry because he hid it from me and lied to me.
I am angry because I lost him," Hassan was upset.
Hassan looked up and said, "I need to be alone."
"I won't leave you, but they can," Andrew persuaded.
"Don't worry, I won't do something stupid like last time," Hassan promised.
"Then let me stay with you."
"They can clean the mess you made," Andrew asked.
"I am sorry, guys," Hassan apologized.
"Don't worry," Kara smiled.
They all left the room, except Andrew.
He looked at Hassan and said, "Now you can cry."
And he did.
Andrew held him in his arms, he could feel him shaking.
After a while, Hassan stopped crying.
He closed his eyes and opened them only to find himself sinking in the water, unable to breathe.
He closed his eyes again and saw John crying.
He opened his eyes again and found himself in his room.
He stood up and went downstairs, and Andrew followed him.
He searched for his phone in his bag to call John, but he didn't answer.
Hassan threw his phone, and the sound grabbed everyone's attention.
He then raised his head and started crying in silence.
It was a heartbreaking scene to witness.
Andrew walked up to him and hugged him again.
He comforted him and asked him to try and sleep and that they'll talk later.
When the sky is totally covered by the dark clouds, be strong enough to see the bright stars beyond them. Mehmet Murat İlden 9 days had passed, and the dark clouds still surrounded the house.
No one had said a word that morning until Hassan received a call from Marguerite.
Hassan looked at the phone and thought he was dreaming until he answered,
Good morning, Marguerite.
Good morning, darling.
How do you feel today?
Marguerite asked.
I am feeling better.
How are you?
How is John doing?
Hassan inquired.
I am doing okay, but John is not well.
I know you don't want to see him or talk to him, but you are the only one who can help him.
I never asked you anything, but...
Marguerite cried, now I am asking you to bring my son back again.
I am asking you to give me my son back.
Hassan asked about John's whereabouts, and she sent him the address.
Hassan cut the call and headed to the door.
Where are you going?
Kyle asked.
Hassan walked in silence.
Kara blocked his way, no way, we won't let you go alone.
I will come with you, Pete said.
If any one of you comes, the situation will be worse, Hassan said.
At least let me drive you there, Andrew proposed, and they both left.
Andrew took Hassan in his car and drove to the address that Marguerite had sent.
Hassan didn't make a single sound all along the way.
He was thinking about what he would say to John.
It wasn't easy for him to talk to John after what had happened.
Finally, they arrived, and Andrew dropped Hassan while he stayed in the car.
Hassan searched for John until he found him sitting in a corner.
He was about to inject himself with a drug.
Hassan ran toward John with tears in his eyes and stopped him.
John felt a weird chill.
Like Hassan had touched him, he could sense his presence.
He closed his eyes, and Hassan said with a weak crying voice, "Don't do that to yourself, please."
He opened his eyes and realized that Hassan was really there.
He stood up and turned around, crying, "You don't care about me.
You don't want to see me.
Why are you here?"
"I will always care about you," Hassan confessed.
"How?"
"I saw you burning our photos," John declared.
"You idiot, I didn't burn our photos.
I burned my wedding plans along with my dreams," Hassan cleared the misunderstanding.
"Do you hate me?"
John asked.
"How can I hate you?
How can I hate the incredible years of my life that I spent with you?
Come home,"
Hassan pleaded.
"I can't go back there after what happened. They are all on your side, no one is on mine," John said.
"You are wrong.
There are no sides," Hassan told the truth.
"I will come back, eventually," John looked down.
"You are coming with me now, and call your mother," Hassan directed.
John spotted Andrew, "Okay.
I see you brought company.
He drove me here, and I asked him to leave.
I guess he didn't," Hassan stated.
"I quit my job," John looked upset.
"Alan called me a few days ago."
"So, you still have your job," Hassan smiled.
"I hurt you.
How can you forgive me?"
John looked him in his eyes.
"Make sure you don't make the same mistake with the next guy," Hassan stated.
"I don't think there will be another guy," John stated.
"There will be," Hassan said.
"How?"
"I am living with HIV," John replied.
"I am living with HIV too.
It is not a crime, and you can have a normal life," Hassan mentioned.
Hassan offered his hand to John, and John took Hassan's hand and walked to the car.
They got in the car.
Andrew looked at John, smiled, then said, "Welcome back."
Andrew drove home, but they made a stop at the pharmacy to pick up John's meds.
They arrived home, and everyone greeted John.
They gave him a big hug.
Hassan took him to his room. "I am glad you are back," Hassan said.
John hugged Hassan, and Hassan cried.
John looked at Hassan's face, wiped his tears, and said, "I didn't kiss you that day.
If I knew it was our last day together, I would have kissed you."
Hassan closed his eyes and felt the warmth of John's hands on his face.
John was now crying and they both kissed.
It was nothing more than a goodbye kiss.
Tear after a tear was signaling the end of a great love story, an ending that was full of pain and sorrow.
It was time for the dark clouds to leave.
The job was done to divide one heart into two broken hearts. Hassan stopped John and left the room feeling tremendous pain in his heart. He went downstairs, and everyone was staring at him. Then, finally, Andrew came to him and hugged him and asked him, "How are you feeling?"
"He is here, and I can't be with him. It's unbearable," Hassan said.
Andrew took him to the kitchen. Everyone was sitting at the table, waiting for Hassan and John.
"Where is John?"
Kara asked.
"Still upstairs," Hassan mentioned.
Ethan went upstairs, knocked on John's room door.
"Come in," John said.
"You need to come downstairs and join us for lunch," Ethan asked.
"Thank you. I will be there in a few minutes," John said.
Ethan turned back, and John said, "Ethan, I am sorry I hurt you countless times. I shouldn't have taken him from you. None of this would have happened if I hadn't stolen him from you.
Don't beat yourself up. You gave him things I wouldn't have been able to.
You made him happy. Now you need to move on.
You both deserve to be happy.
Don't keep us waiting," Ethan patted his back.
"I will come with you," John stood up.
They both went down and joined the rest of the group for lunch. John sat next to Hassan, and Hassan gave John a key chain with keys. "This is the new key. When you open the door, you need to enter the passcode, which you will find on the tag."
"Passcode?"
John looked surprised.
"It is annoying, but better," Andrew stated.
After lunch, Hassan went outside with Andrew. The others stayed at home. They were all sitting in the living room, yet not a single word had been spoken for more than an hour. Then Pete decided to play a song and started to dance. He took John's hand and said, "I know you are not in the mood, but you can dance it out." John and the others joined Pete for the dance. As soon as John started to move his body and felt the rhythm, he smiled. He closed his eyes and imagined himself dancing on the clouds. He kept moving his body and forgot about his pain for a while. Suddenly he stopped, and tears started to drop from his eyes. Everyone stopped and looked at him. They knew it was time for him to let out his pain.
"I ruined everything. It's all my fault."
At that moment, Hassan entered with a box in his hands and said, "Stop beating yourself.
It's not your fault.
Never was, never will be." Hassan walked to John, gave him the box, and said, "This is for you."
"What is this?"
John asked.
"Open it." Hassan looked at the box.
John felt a movement inside the box. He put the box on the floor and opened it. There was a puppy inside, and John took it out and said, "Come here, buddy." He smiled and looked at the puppy. "What's your name, buddy?"
"You need to name him," Hassan smiled.
"That's very nice of you. But why is he allowed to have a puppy, and I'm not?"
Ethan complained.
"The rules have changed," Hassan winked.
"So, can I have a puppy now?"
Ethan looked excited.
"I thought you would ask for a cat.
Anyway, one puppy would be enough for this house," Hassan teased.
"Thank you," John said.
"You are a father now. You are responsible for your child.
So now, name him," Hassan asked.
"Archie."
"His name is Archie," John said.
Everybody welcomed Archie and looked happy. "We love you, Archie." Everyone was playing with Archie, but he liked John the most. Hassan sat on the couch, watching John and the others playing. Ethan reminisced the past when Ethan and John used to play with John's dog, Archie. He saw the same look on John's face now. He then turned to Hassan and wondered, "How is he holding on? It must be hard for him to give up his love."
Andrew looked at Hassan and felt his pain. He felt like he was crying inside.
Without wasting any time, Andrew walked to Hassan and asked him to talk in private. Hassan went with Andrew to talk. Without a single word, Andrew hugged Hassan and said, "It's all right.
You can let it go now."
Hassan started crying. Andrew wiped Hassan's tears and got close to his face and kissed him. Hassan didn't move, and Andrew kissed him again.
He was holding Hassan's face between his hands. He looked at Hassan and said, "I always wondered what it would be like to kiss you." Then continued, "I was right. I've kissed many people in my life, and no one holds a candle for you. You are so pure and raw. Kissing you is like kissing someone with a soul. And it tastes delicious. You are very different. Now I understand why John was crazy about you." Then he reached Hassan's lips and kissed him again. It was a long kiss. Hassan didn't say a word or move. Andrew wrapped his arms around Hassan and said, "Can I tell you a secret?" Hassan nodded. "I was jealous of you because I thought you had it all, but I was wrong," Andrew said. "I lost him," Hassan sighed. "You will find someone who will love you," Andrew assured. "I don't think so. Who wants to be with someone like me?" Hassan looked upset. "If you take your meds responsibly, why not? You are sexy, smart, and a very good person. Who doesn't want to be with you?" Andrew questioned. "Not all people think like you," Hassan said. "Let us make a deal. If you didn't find someone, we get together," Andrew proposed. "You think so?" Hassan asked. "Let's seal our deal with a kiss," Andrew winked. "You are crazy," Hassan smiled back and continued, "but I don't think it is a good idea. Just shut up and kiss me already," Andrew teased. "Whoa, you've got a temper," Hassan smiled, got close to Andrew's lips, and they kissed. Then, Andrew stopped and said, "Now I know why John calls you Shorty. Can I tell you something?" Hassan asked. "Sure, anything," Andrew said. "You are the third guy I've ever kissed," Hassan smiled with tears in his eyes. "You are kidding." Andrew took a step back. Andrew looked at Hassan and realized he was telling the truth. He smiled and said, "I hope there won't be a fourth one." "You are mean," Hassan laughed. "So, you will be mine. By any chance, will you get any taller?" Andrew teased him. Dark and mean, Hassan gave him a stare. "I know," Andrew laughed. Andrew and Hassan went downstairs and played with Archie for a while. Ethan was looking at Andrew, and many thoughts crossed his mind. He took Andrew aside to talk. "I thought you were a good guy," Ethan said. "What are you talking about?" Andrew looked confused. "He is vulnerable, and you kissed him. What were you thinking?" Ethan asked. "I hate to break it to you, but I have no intention of hurting him. Has it ever occurred to you that I might like him?" Andrew asked. "He just broke up with John and he's not ready to move on," Ethan said. "You are right. I just want you to know I am not a bad guy," Andrew responded. "Act like it," Ethan replied. "Okay, then. You should know we had a deal. In the future, if he doesn't find anyone, I will be his boyfriend," Andrew talked about the deal. "What are you talking about? How is that even possible? He is a sexy, smart, and caring person who doesn't want to be with him," Ethan asked. "That's what I told him, but he's stuck with the idea that it's the stigma of the virus that makes him undesirable," Andrew sighed. "Yeah, that is a problem. But unfortunately, people always will judge harshly," Ethan accepted. "He will find someone who will appreciate him," Andrew looked confident. "Let's get back to them," Ethan smiled. Andrew and Ethan joined the others. John was happy to be a dad for Archie, and Archie looked happy too. He was playing, jumping, following John, and this made Hassan smile. Kara looked at Hassan, sat down next to him, hugged him then kissed him on the forehead. John looked at Hassan with a smile on his face and whispered, "Thank you." Hassan smiled and said, "I feel tired. I will go take a nap." Hassan went to his room, and Ethan followed him. He found him crying in silence. Hassan wiped his tears and said, "I am sorry. Do you need anything?" Ethan sat next to Hassan, held him, and said, "I wanted to check on you. Are you all right?" "He is here, and that's as important. Everything else doesn't matter," Hassan fake smiled. You're mistaken. Your feelings matter. I know you want to run to him. I know the pain could be unbearable, but you are Hassan. You are the strongest person I've ever met. Ethan held his hands. Andrew entered and said, yes, you are. I will let you both talk, Ethan said and left the room. Andrew sat next to Hassan and hugged him. Would you mind if I take a nap with you? Hassan nodded his head in agreement. Hassan fell asleep in Andrew's arms. John entered the room to check on Hassan and found Hassan sleeping in Andrew's arms. At that moment, John wished he could turn back the time and do everything differently. I think he's used to sleep between your arms? Andrew presumed. Yes, John sighed. Since you both broke up, he has trouble sleeping, Andrew told John. Please take care of him, John requested. Why do you want me to take care of him? Andrew asked. You are the only one who can understand him completely, John asserted. I will do my best, Andrew assured. John left the room to go to his room. He didn't even close the door, as he ran to his bed and cried. Kara, Pete, Kyle, Ethan, and Archie followed behind him. Pete put Archie on John's bed, and Archie started licking John's face. He looked at Archie, held him between his arms, and said, Daddy is a little sad, but he is happy to have you. Let's go for a walk. John took Archie for a walk. John's feelings were twisted between happy and sad. After the breakup, his life had taken an unexpected new turn. No one has ever had that effect on John's life like Hassan, but it was all over now. All those moments were now turned into memories. A candle burned till the end, leaving a lovely, unforgettable memory behind, and Hassan wasn't an ordinary candle. This candle left a memorable moment behind, along with the touches and fragrances. Hassan was sleeping in Andrew's arms. He had a dream where he saw a handsome man dancing with him and telling him that they would be together one day. The man didn't tell him when but told him everything happens at the right time. Just when the music stopped, the man left, and at this moment, Hassan woke up. Andrew looked at him and asked, "Were you dreaming?" Yes, it was weird but nice, Hassan smiled. You can tell me about it, Andrew asked. Hassan started telling Andrew about what he saw in his dream. Andrew was listening. He smiled and kissed Hassan on the forehead, so, do you feel better? Yes, I do, Hassan looked happy.